Listening Comprehension, Part 2. You are going to hear a radio program on Mills. Mr. Taylor will speak about Mills. First read the sentences below. You will have 2 minutes for this. Then listen to the radio program. While you listen, mark whether the sentences are true, plus, or not true, minus, on the answer sheet. After that, you will hear the radio program again. Now read the sentences 46 to 55.
Maybe our listeners know that East Anglia is the best region to see windmills, but you can find several other types of mills which are open to the public. In the studio, we have invited Mr. Taylor, who has already written a lot of articles for newspapers on the need to restore mills. He's planning to write a book on architecture in the countryside. Mr. Taylor, when did you first get interested in mills?
To tell you the truth, I can't tell you exactly. I moved to the east part of the country 20 years ago, but at the beginning I didn't have too much time. I had to travel a lot because of my work. After I'd been living here for about 4 years, I began to take an interest in the local buildings, the castles, churches, etc. During my travels, I saw a lot of windmills and watermills.
First of all, could you tell us something about watermills? When did people begin to use them for grinding corn?
Well, man has been grinding corn for thousands of years, but we don't know exactly when they first used water to power mills. The only thing we do know is that the Greeks and the Romans used watermills about 2,000 years ago.
What kind of evidence have we got?
2,000 years ago, there was an engineer in Italy called Vitruvius who wrote the description of a watermill and how it operated. It is amazing that the method of its operation is almost the same as we have been using in our watermills since then.
People usually think that mills are used for grinding corn to make flour. Were they used for other things too?
Yes, of course. The word mill is also used to mean factory, particularly after the 18th century. Watermills were used to provide power for many industries, such as textile manufacture or mining. But most of the mills were used to make flour until that time. In those days, there were a lot of watermills all over the country. Some of them were situated by the sea.
They took their water supply from the sea, didn't they?
Yes, that's right. The biggest problem was that the miller could only use them when the tide had filled up the water pools. So the miller couldn't work when he wanted. His working hours depended on the tides. Sometimes it took more than 6 hours to use up all the water that the tide had brought into the mill ponds, and the miller had to wait until the sea filled them up again.
Are there many tide mills left?
Unfortunately, there are only a few left.
Well, let's get back to windmills. There is more and more interest in wind power nowadays. I have heard that several windmills are used to produce electricity in some parts of our country. Is it true?
Yes, it's true. Our country is a windy country, so we should be able to produce a lot more electricity using windmills. In the past, wind power was used mainly for making flour or pumping water. These mills are prettier than the modern ones.
I read in one of your articles that there are 3 types of windmills. Could you explain to us the difference between them?
Yes, certainly. The earliest one was called post mills. They were made of wood and consisted of a box that was supported by a big vertical post. Then a few years later, somebody came up with a new design. The sails could then be moved into the direction of the wind.
What about the other mills?
If the body of the mill was made of wood, they were called smock mills. It's a sort of long shirt. If its body was made from brick or stone, they were known as tower mills.
Thank you for the interview. It was fascinating to talk with you. We could learn a lot of interesting facts about mills.